If you've never had the privilege of attending a Yankees-Red Sox game at Fenway Park, you can buy One Day at Fenway by Steve Kettman and experience such a game in ways that not even the most longtime Fenway season ticket holder has ever done. Kettman, a former Chronicle sports writer, worked with a team of award-winning writers to chronicle the Yanks-Sox game on August 30th of last year from the perspective of a variety of individuals, including both managers, both GMs, players, and owner, former U.S. Senator and Ambassador to Ireland George Mitchell, Pedro Martinez's former mentor in the Dominican Republic, Byung-Hyun Kim's high school coach in South Korea, and many more. Mitchell, for example, began that day at Fenway but couldn't stay the entire game.
He was literally on his way to Logan Airport to go fly to Northern Ireland, and he was catching as much of the game as he could before he left. So he and some friends got into a taxi to go to the airport. The taxi driver didn't have a radio, which he couldn't believe, so he couldn't listen to the game. He told the taxi driver to go as fast as he could. They got to Logan, they switched to a friend's car, and then were driving in circles in the Logan parking structure. So I liked the fact that you could have a George Mitchell, or you could have a Spike Lee, or you could have a Peter Farrelly, or whomever, but somehow in this story that I try to tell, they're all just baseball fans.
Sox manager Grady Little and his wife Debbie had a special connection with Fenway and its history.
A lot of times, late at night after everyone had left, she and Grady would sit there at Fenway just to kind of soak up the experience of being at Fenway, basically stowing it away later they could remember what it was like. And I just think that's a nice glimpse into the human side of a baseball game.
Sox pitching coach Euclides Rojas, Cuba's all-time saves leader, left his home country on a raft 10 years ago with his wife and son.
He likes to whip up a batch of Cuban coffee in the morning. And Bill Miller, formerly of the Giants, is one of the people who enjoy drinking that. And I thought it was a good example of the way that a baseball clubhouse brings together all of these people, different personalities, but also culturally they have different backgrounds, and yet something like that can just kind of unite them.
The Sox groundskeeper adjusts the height of the grass depending upon who's pitching that night. Spike Lee throws out the ceremonial first pitch wearing a Derek Jeter jersey. Players in both dugouts intently study the opposing pitcher's body language, always looking for that extra edge. A man proposes to his girlfriend in the seats above the Green Monster. She accepts. One Day at Fenway, available at all major bookstores. More with Steve Kettman next Saturday at the same time. Steve Bitker, KCBS.